In a time of pandemic and global anxiety, everyone wants a knight in shining armor. But if you can't get a knight on a white horse, how about a superhero on a tiger?
Come on, let's go on a journey. Have you ever been on a flying tiger?
Priya's Shakti is a comic and an animated film about India's first female superhero, Priya and her flying tiger, Sahas. Created in the aftermath of the brutal gang rape of a young woman in Delhi in 2012, Priya has taken on issues like rape, acid attacks, and the trafficking of women. But this time, says her Indian-American creator Ram Devineni, she's taking on the pandemic and the disinformation around it.
Mainly about the virus, but the blaming on people from different nationalities, religions, or even like poor people.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Priya does not have a vaccine against the virus. She's not slaying the virus in as much as she's allaying fears about it. A little girl called Meena is sad because her mother, a healthcare worker, cannot spend time with her the way she used to. Priya gives her a ride on the tiger so she can see the work her mother does.
I am sure she misses you too, Meena. But right now, she is the hope these patients need.
Monica Samtani, co-producer of Priya's Mask, can relate to that. Her husband is a healthcare worker in the Washington, D.C. area.
They were not seeing anything but COVID patients. They even set up a tent outside in the parking lot so that they would have enough room for COVID patients. It was just becoming insane. We were afraid that, first of all, what we're dealing with in the world, what we're dealing with in our own home, will he get sick? Will we get sick?
This anxiety has been part of our common experience. Devineni's father in New Jersey had to give up his pediatric practice, one he's had since 1975.
When the pandemic hit, it was just too dangerous for him.
Co-producer Tanvi Gandhi lost someone close to her family.
Everything was virtual. All of us bid him goodbye through Zoom. It was just, you know, an experience that none of us will ever forget.
She says it's been especially hard for kids, which is why Priya's Mask looks at the pandemic through the eyes of young Meena.
It was important to target this through a child because I think, like we were saying, nobody has spoken to them this year. They have spent an entire year living virtually.
Indrani Ray, another co-producer, heard from an American woman whose husband was a doctor and who had a daughter about the same age as little Meena in Priya's Mask. The woman was overwhelmed.
And she's like, you know, thank you for making this because my daughter saw it. My daughter keeps on saying every day, is daddy going to die of COVID? Because everyone is dying. She sees the news. She's like 6, 7 years old. She said, you know, when my daughter saw this, she said, Mama, she's like me, you know.
In Priya's Mask, the little girl sees her hometown rendered unfamiliar by the pandemic. Her favorite ice cream parlor is empty. Streams of migrants with masks are walking the streets. Meanwhile, in the town of Chutneyville, the wicked villain Baba Kaboom is trying to seize power by telling people masks are for sissies. India's Priya and Pakistan's Burqa Avenger team up to defeat Baba Kaboom, who catches the virus himself. And if that reminds you of a certain bombastic politician, that's probably a coincidence.
He reminds us of someone.
Monica Samtani says Priya's Mask might be set in India, but it resonates far and wide.
With Biden coming in with his 100 days, you know, first 100 days of office and what he's requested of everybody to wear a mask, I think the timing couldn't be better with our story.
In the end, says the comics writer Shubhra Prakash, Priya's Mask is a reminder that big or small,
we need that superhero.
But they are already there among us.
Think about the sacrifices a few people are making, you know, out there to make sure we're safe.
Doctors, nurses, grocery workers, delivery persons, the real reason the world is able to keep moving. Priya, herself a survivor of rape, reminds us that powerless as we might feel, we too have a choice, says Ram Devineni.
And the question becomes is, do you want to be a victim or a survivor of this pandemic?
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.
Continue to wear a mask for your safety and mine.